This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Randle into Edwards, 7 seconds in the backcourt, Payton right in front of him. Edwards at midcourt, crossover dribble, deep three in front of the logo, good at the buzzer by Anthony Edwards. What a shot. There are two Warrior defenders there. He's got 14 at the break, and what a first half this has been.
Probably. That was a nice shot for me. That got me going.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Giants tickets next hour. Steve Kerr at 5. Assuming that all goes well travel-wise.
Yeah.
On their way to Minnesota because, that's right, season's not over yet.
It's not. It's really not. And, like you said, they're allowed to win Game 5. And, they can come back and win Game 6. They can do it without Steph Curry. The odds point you in the direction that it's not super duper likely, but these are champions, couple of them, two or three of them, and Jimmy Butler's a guy who I don't imagine is just going to roll over in a tight spot. And,
No.
Minnesota's got to do it.
Yeah, they'll play hard. They'll play hard tomorrow night. Huge, huge task. And look, how the hell can you not feel a little deflated about all of it today? I don't know how you can not feel that way.
Right.
How can you not?
What's to be inflated about? They've lost three in a row. And last I checked, if you lose four straight games in the playoffs, you don't advance.
Nope.
And I was trying to figure out any possible way you could lose four in a row, but it's impossible to lose four consecutive games and advance. Because you end a series always with a win. You don't end a series on a loss, right?
Usually not, yeah.
I don't know if you can end a series on a loss.
Pretty sure you can't.
Right, so then you get into another series, you can't lose four in a row.
Huh. Yeah, that's fun math. Yeah, you're right.
Well, you did that earlier. You're like, yeah, they've lost three in a row. And I was thinking, has anyone ever lost four in a row? And before I said it out loud, I'm like, no, dummy. Well,
yeah, plenty of people have lost four in a row, but
not in the playoffs.
Not continued to play after that.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you have to go home when you do that.
Yeah.
You got to go. You can't stay here. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Yeah. Coming to you live, Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We love having Laughing Monk along for the ride. They've been throwing some great watch parties for all of these Warrior games. And yes, not done yet. Let's go to Theo in the East Bay. Hi, Theo. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Look, I don't think it's done yet. And you know what? Until it is, then you know what? I'll let it hit me. But as of right now, we still got Game 5. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to win that one. Jimmy's probably going to have a good game. I'm hoping on it. Come back and get a few days of rest in between Game 6. You know, shout out to the Valkyries. But then if Steph Curry doesn't come out Game 6, that's fine with me. We'll get a Buddy Hield and a JK game there. And bring him back to Minnesota for Game 7. And guess what? Say all these things to say. Steph will be back Dubs in 7. That's how I'm feeling, boys. I'm not down yet. Cheers.
I love it.
Cheers.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that guy's name to Bobby McFerrin. And some of you will get that reference. Some of you won't.
Don't worry, be happy.
That's okay. Like, if you can find unbridled optimism today, and I don't mean about life, I hope you're still happy, and I hope you're still having a great day. It's beautiful, sun shining outside. But if you can find true, unbridled optimism about the Warriors' chances in this series today, good on you.
No doubt.
Good on you.
You're the kind of person I want to hang out with, because only three times has a team done this. Down 3-1 to win 2 on the road. Cleveland over the Warriors, I mentioned it. Houston beats Phoenix in the Western Conference semis in 95. Game 5 on the road, they won in overtime. Hakeem with 31-16.
Damn.
Barkley and AC Green with 20 rebounds apiece. They win in overtime. Houston wins Game 6. Game 7, back in Phoenix, Kevin Johnson with 46 in a loss.
Well, like, listen to what you're saying, though. And again, I'm sorry to, like, be the bearer of all this.
No, the names.
Well, the stars were playing.
Right.
Their best players were playing when they rallied back from down 3-1.
Game 7 on the road, Akeem and Drexler, Hall of Famers, 29 apiece, and that's when Mario Elie hit the kiss of death, they call it. The three ball in the corner with about 5 seconds left to stun Sir Charles.
Mr. Deep Dive Dibs. By the way, what happened to the, like, come on. Where's our thingamabob for Dibs whenever he goes on a deep dive? Where'd it go?
I still have it. You want it right now?
Yeah, play it right now.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Just snorkel on, my friends.
Uh-huh.
We're going deep.
We went deep.
Yeah.
But how deep did you go is what I want to know.
I went super deep on teams down 3-1 in a best of seven, teams that were able to win.
And how many of them were there?
13, Mark.
Have any of them been without their best player?
Let me look. Let's see. Carry the two. No, Mark.
Okay.
But one thing that did stand out,
what?
And I'll put the home road aside, at times, teams got an unexpected, unbelievable performance on their way to doing it. 1997, Miami beats the Knicks. Yes! Vashawn Leonard with 21 in Game 5. Miami wins in overtime over New York, and you remember that was the game of the brawl. P.J. Brown, and that's when Gundy was holding onto a leg. Ewing suspended for Game 6.
That was the best.
So Miami wins Game 6 without Ewing.
Uh-huh.
Ewing comes back at home 37-17, actually on the road. Tim Hardaway with 38 in Miami. Miami wins it.
Yeah.
And that was a weird one, though, because Ewing out, P.J. Brown out, Starks missed Game 7.
There you go.
But it was Vashawn Leonard in Game 5 who,
Vashawn
down
Leonard.
3-1, the kid out of Minnesota. He has 21 at home, though. That was one where Miami was at home.
Yeah.
So it just struck me that sometimes, as I did my deep dive, sometimes you need something like that to prolong a series. So, like, Moses Moody gets back in the rotation and he gets 19 or another Buddy Buckets game or something funky's got to happen tomorrow, right?
Well, okay, so I think you just said it. Okay, Grandy, thanks. All right, so I think what you just said, what I heard you say is that what the Warriors might need to do is something that has never happened before in the history of the NBA. Rally back from down 3-1 with two games on the road without your best player. Now, I understand some of you maybe will hold on. You don't know if it's all going to be without their best player. What if they win tomorrow night? That's fair.
Yep.
Fair response. I have no idea if he's going to play. I got my doubts, but it's never happened before. So, all I'm saying is that I guess at the end of this sort of like the discussion starter, if you will, is that if the Warriors, and it's still an if, but if they're knocked out and if it's tomorrow night and Steph Curry never plays, I have a sum total of nothing in my anger glass. Nothing. And that has nothing to do, honestly, with your, like, Pods is playing too much. Okay, let's talk about it. Kuminga's not playing enough. Let's talk about it. We can do all of those things. I can't get mad at a team that loses when their generational star's out.
I can't get mad either.
I can't get mad.
I can get not, I don't even know.
Frustrated?
I don't even know if frustrated. Annoyed? Frustrated might be too strong.
What's the word?
Just disappointed.
Disappointed?
Because
okay, sure.
I look at game three and I think, you know what? That was the one. That was the kind of game you needed to win, and you were in it until there was about 4 minutes left. And so that's the one where when you look back, I look at it and go, because last night, honestly, Randall, my God, he was amazing. And then Edwards was phenomenal. And even I think the game could have been, should have been closer. But in the third quarter, they were spectacular. You were terrible. You lose.
Wow.
That's basketball.
The Warriors should have been up by more at halftime.
True.
Is actually where I felt like there was a disappointment. When we got to the second half, Minnesota was amazing. Give them credit. They were way too good. Obviously, I'm with you with the disappointment of game three.
Yeah.
I yelled at electronics. I yelled loudly at electronics. I was very angry after that game.
That was me last night.
Yeah, I was very, see, by the, to me, it had already set in. And I just, I don't know. That's how I see it. Like, you lose Steph Curry, you're probably going to get beat. And they're probably going to get beat. They're in the process of getting beat.
When they got down 20, that's when I was like, okay. And I flipped I flipped the remote to my lovely wife, Supper, and her name is Supper because she calls dinner Supper. And I said, Sup, put something on. She said, we could still watch this. I said, please.
She wasn't wearing anything?
No, I said, put something else on the TV.
Oh, you said put something on.
On the TV.
How the hell do you guys watch these
games?
She's
clothed. Yeah. We do a strip playoffs every time that, every time Anthony Edwards hits a three, something's got to come off.
Every time Pods misses a shot.
Dude.
Anyway, go ahead.
Boy, it was nakey in the first half then. That's what it was. They got down 20, and at that point, I was like, all right, we're not gonna swear at the TV anymore. They're down 20. This one's not going our way.
All right. We got a lot of people that want to weigh in.
Yeah,
so
we're
coming directly to you right now. Stay right where you are, Kai and Robin and Trevor. Here we go. And then Giants tickets in the 4 o'clock hour and Steve Kerr at 5, all guests. On 95.7 The Game, appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? This is Willard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dibs.
Edwards guarded by Buddy Hield. Drives left side of the paint, steps in on Butler, double teamed out to Conley. He'll dribble drive, takes the floater on the way. It's short, ball tipped. Conley gets it out to Edwards off the tip by Gobert. Edwards with three in the corner, and the Wolves hit another one.
Man, the Warriors worked their butts off to get these buckets, and then the Wolves just come down three, three.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Well, yeah, Tommy, the Wolves have their stars. So, you know, things get opened up a little bit quicker. That's one aspect of it. You and I were just having a conversation, and we want to go directly to the phones, but quick comment on this.
Yeah.
And then we can do a little bit more of it later. You know how there's been so much talk this year about the Warriors' age?
Mm-hmm.
Who looks old? Who doesn't look old? Okay, now Steph got hurt, and it's a usage injury. Jimmy Butler, is he showing signs? I heard a funny caller on Steiny and Goo talk about how Butler gets into the paint, and it's just pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, pass out. Which is like kind of what you do when you get old. Because you're like, I'm not jumping over anybody anymore. Do you want to know who has a characteristic that I think, at least I'm guessing, might have something to do with fatigue throughout games and seasons? It's actually not Steph and Jimmy, it's Draymond.
Mm, please explain.
The three-pointers he hits are always in the first quarter.
Always. Oh, yeah.
He never seems to ever hit a shot in the second half. Well, that's legs.
Totally.
That's just legs. We were joking about it. What people I was watching with last night, we were talking about it. And I go, well, if Draymond's going to hit any threes, like, do it fast. Because I know damn well he's not hitting any in the second half. And then on cue, swish, swish in the first quarter.
Yep.
And no more ever again. And his misses were not just misses. They were not close. They're not, and it seems like that every game. I don't have any data in front of me, but it feels like that. The scoring Draymond needs to happen early because he's not going to be there late.
Pretty much, and I'm looking at his threes, NBA.com. You can look at any stat from any player. Swish, swish, and I'm through the next two threes. Air ball. Mm-hmm. The one in the corner in the second quarter was short. The one in the third quarter was the opposite of Norwood, it was wide left. And, yeah, he went on to miss another one in the third, and then he missed another one in the fourth, 2 for 6 from behind the line. And I think it is legs and, you know, hard to fault him for it. And he's shooting more threes than he normally would. And I saw him play with a certain amount of not desperation and not disinterest, but kind of a mix between the two. Like, ah, the heck with it. If nobody else can do anything, and I'm looking at his last three, you're down 18 with 8:09 to go. You got about 3 minutes to either make it a game or we're going to white flag it. And so he's shooting threes because Pods, you can't hit. Kuminga, you had a quiet second half. Buddy was ordinary, which, I mean, Buddy's Buddy.
Yeah, whatever.
Jimmy Butler was sick and not effective, and I don't even know who else you can look to and think you're going to score. No. In the second half, they had nothing. So your Draymond, it's like, you know what? I got no legs. I'm not a great shooter, but I'm about all they got. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Except for they don't even have that.
They didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Until the third string came in and almost gave you the backdoor cover.
I was laughing so hard.
I was too.
I'm like, oh my God, the number is 5. Like Quentin Post for 3.
Yeah. Even like 5.5 where you could find it.
7
you know?
Feet short. Like, I don't know why the hell he pulled up. 6 seconds to go. Like, why are you shooting it from half court, Quentin?
Dub Nation. It's Quentin Post.
Hi, Quentin. All right, let's go to Kai in the city. Hi, Kai. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I'm going to keep this quick.
All right.
So I got this chart right in front of me. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep,
we
yeah,
got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I got this chart in front of me. As of this morning, Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle are the number 1 and number 8 playoff players. In terms of ratings, everyone else on this list that is either leading their series or except for the Celtics has 2 or more of such these players in of the top 20 playoff players in these playoffs currently. Everyone else who has 1 player, the caveat here is that Steph Curry was injured, so he's left off this list for the ratings, etc., but has been eliminated. So Alperen Sengun, number 18, eliminated. LeBron James, number 19, eliminated. Donovan Mitchell, number 5, only Cavs player on this list, down 3-1. The Celtics have 3 players. They're down 3-1, so that's the outlier. But each of these other teams that are left in the playoffs have 2 top 20 players. Jimmy Butler is rated at number 10. So what does that tell you? I think that goes back to what Dibs is saying, right? It's like all of those comebacks had some other guy doing something legendary. Do I think that this team can do it? Yes, because I'm not going to waver in my faith. But it's going to have to be some combined effort. It's going to have to be Draymond just being a bat out of hell, completely locked in, trying to find his offense early, as you just said. And so that's kind of all I have. But it's like, where is that coming from? And I guess that's like really the answers that we need.
Well, and I think where most people would answer that, and Kai, thank you very much.
Kai.
Most people would answer that as that's sort of the source of their frustration today, which is it feels like there's nowhere to turn. The Warriors have nowhere to turn when it comes to who can you turn to in a moment like this. And sure, there's the Kuminga part of it, and he's been largely very good in this series and deserves a ton of credit for being ready and at least giving them what he's got, even though it's led to zero wins. But all of that said, here's what I accept. In fact, someone on the YouTube chat during the break was just saying, I think it was MD Sports, I want to shout him out. He's like, hey, you know, look at the Bulls back in the Jordan days. If Jordan was out, you still had Pippen and Rodman and then Kukoc and all those things. And I responded with two things. I go, number one, you're right, it's a really good roster. But guess what that group does? If MJ gets hurt, they get beat. And secondly, that team, those years, you're not dealing with second aprons and luxury tax penalties and all of these cap figures that are now welcomed into the party. So if you want to rip Joe Lacob for not spending like $100 for every dollar on luxury, you can do that. Like, go ahead, get mad, but I'm going to look at a team that's got Steph Curry making 55, Jimmy Butler's making just short of 50, you have Draymond Green at 25, and I'm going to go, I get it. You did not have the opportunity to fill this roster out with a bunch of amazing just in case Steph Curry got hurt. It's just not realistic.
Not anymore, no. And, you know, the same depth that we all talked about in 2022, that depth is mostly still here. I know you don't have Jordan Poole, but you do have GP2, who was a big part of that championship run, and you had Kevon Looney, who had,
yes,
you know, 20 rebound games. He's still here, so some of that depth you had then is still here, but the big thing I look at is what you're relying on more is young, inexperienced, unproven players. And just one postscript to the Jordan point, I just looked at his playoff log in the 6 championship runs.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a game. He played every single game.
There you go.
And he played 47 and 29, 44, 40, 40. So different era. But Michael Jordan wasn't a guy that they had to go without in these series because the dude played.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's why when you and I had this conversation about a week and a half ago, and I got all the Captain Obvious responses for saying that if Steph or Jimmy misses time, the Warriors are dead. I used a word that I stuck in there, extended. I know,
right.
I know in the past Steph Curry has missed all couple games. Jimmy just missed a couple games in the last round and they won. They won. So you will miss a couple games, you miss a couple games. You want to miss a series? You're going to lose that series. You're going to lose that series. That's just how I see it.
Makes it tough. And,
yeah,
you know, going back to that year that I cited before, they did have a lot more depth, and Steph was eventually able to come back and play. He wasn't at 100%, and ultimately I do think that's what kind of led them to the demise. But you mentioned it before. That team went 73-9. So beyond Steph Curry being really, really great, and he was the league MVP, you had a lot around him to where you were a good team, obviously, historically good.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. Robin in Mountain View is next up on Willie and Dibby. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
What's up?
I just had two things. One, I just have a gut feeling that Steph's going to play tomorrow night. And my second point is I like what you were saying about how, you know, everyone's trying their best and it's still not enough with Kuminga, Draymond, and Butler. But I just feel like all three of those guys didn't click on the same game. Like that third game, it was more Butler, but he didn't have the same on the fourth. So I think this fifth game, you know, without Curry, if all three of those guys can play well and, you know, have some of Buddy shooting, I think we can get that game.
Robin, thank you very much. It has been all but confirmed. I actually have even seen some Shams-type reports floating around. Nobody wants to be all definitive about it because the Warriors have not given their official update, which is not coming until tomorrow. So Steve Kerr's not going to give it to us tonight either.
Yeah.
But your sneaky suspicion that he's going to play tomorrow night, he's not. He's not going to play tomorrow night.
Well, think about it in terms of what we know about sports, where a player gets reevaluated on a day. It's almost never that that player then plays that night. So he'll get reevaluated tomorrow, probably, in the morning at some point?
Yeah.
And usually that means, okay, he's cleared to start resuming basketball-related activity, and darn it, we might have a chance to have him on Sunday.
I also, keep in mind, it's not like the Warriors are just like, okay, tomorrow's Wednesday, let's go check on Steph.
Right.
They're looking at him every minute of every day. The reevaluation Wednesday just means that tomorrow's the day we're going to get a statement made by the team. The PR staff is going to put out a few paragraphs. I can already tell you with 90% certainty what it's going to say. Steph Curry was reevaluated with his hamstring today.
And he's making progress.
Yeah,
making progress.
And he will be reevaluated again. Although, we'll be reevaluated again on Saturday.
Right.
If the season's still going, which it might not be.
Exactly.
11.5-point underdog tomorrow night.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
And, teams that are down 3-1 lose a little bit more than half of game 5, no matter where that next game is being played. And you look at Boston down 3-1 without Tatum, and they're in real trouble. And the Warriors without Steph going on the road against a Minnesota team, as I mentioned in the crossover, they're healthy. They're younger. They've had no setbacks.
Yep.
They only play 8 guys. They're healthy. And something Steiny said earlier about their record over the last 48 games, something like 34-14, just a crazy record. Since they figured out how to use Randall, they've been humming. They've been one of the best teams in basketball.
Minnesota's fantastic. This is one thing. I know the way that it looks. And I mean, if I had a dollar for every person, I looked at it. Minnesota, not that good. They're so good. I understand they've had some bad shooting games. Give the Warriors defense some credit, number one. Give all of the NBA officials some credit because this is all so physical. You're watching people's shooting percentages almost all go down that because these guys are all exhausted. So this is kind of the way it looks, and sometimes it's not the most savory thing, but this take that people arrived at after watching 2 basketball games and going, I checked it. Minnesota sucks. They don't. They're so good. Their roster is as good as any roster in the NBA, I believe, 1-8. I really do, especially right now, late in the season, because their superstar is not just healthy, he's 23.
Right.
He's 23.
And he's playing amazing. And
he wants that. He wants that next step.
I think that Randall is a guy who has figured out in this offense how to cook. And defensively, you've got an elite perimeter defender in McDaniels who is, I guess somebody was saying 6'10", 6'9". I didn't realize he was that big and long, but he defends like a guard. And then you have 4-time DPOY, and you can discard that all you want, but the man is a great interior defender, Rudy Gobert. So defensively, they have an ability. And then something else that Steiny said earlier, and he's right, all 8 of those guys, well, without Gobert, but you've got 7 guys who can absolutely shoot the 3, including your 7-foot backup big, Naz Reid.
Oh, dude.
And Dante DiVincenzo can stroke it.
Yep.
So they can get you in a number of different ways.
Yeah, I feel like I said this before the series, Minnesota, because they did this to the Lakers, they will have at least 1 game, maybe 2, where they just go absolutely white hot from 3, and they will beat you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And last night, for me, that was that game. The third quarter was that game. They were incredible. There's nothing the Warriors could have done about that in the third quarter last night.
Well, they could have scored on their own end and made it so instead of being down 20, you're down 10.
Maybe.
That was, to me, the frustration part of it. Because, yeah, Minnesota, what they were doing, it's like, oh, my God.
You're still probably going to lose. You're still probably going
to
lose.
But if the 17-0 run was 17-8 instead, right. Well, now you're hanging around.
You're hanging around.
Thank you.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Well, guys, we're awaiting the Warriors announcing Steph Curry's update tomorrow. That's what I imagine Steve Kerr is going to tell you guys coming up in a couple of hours. We do have a look ahead to tomorrow's injury report for game number 5. Steph Curry is officially listed as out for tomorrow's game.
Okay, there you have it. Yeah. So now it's in ink. What many have already sort of been throwing around out there based on what's been not only said in the media, what I think is also evident just by watching him walk around in life. But now the official injury report is there. Steph Curry is out and will not play in game 5.
Okay, and now it's official, and I'm not surprised at all. We just had this conversation where if you reevaluate somebody on game day and they've been out for more than a week, they're not going to play that night. That doesn't happen, and you're not going to risk his hamstring. If he plays with it, maybe iffy 50-50, and something really bad happens to it, and now he's out 3 to 6 months and he has surgery.
Wow.
What are we even doing?
I mean, 50-50 to me also, you're talking about a hamstring. So, like, if you sent Steph Curry out there tomorrow night, he's not going to be Steph Curry.
Right.
He's not going to be Steph Curry. Here, let's jump this to the front of the line, because I think we have a caller that wants to specifically talk about this. Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. What's up? What you got?
I just refuse. I mean, I'm in the state of denial, man, but I'm just like, dude, there's no way he's not playing. Like, give him a limited, dude, like the NFL, they give him limited, like, you know, runs or carries or passes or whatever. Man, he's going to play, dude. I just refuse to believe the competitor in Curry is going to sit there and watch his team lose. He could, man, tape your leg up, homie. I'm the one to tell you. It's do or die. You ain't got to play the whole game. At least throw it in 5 minutes. You can't give it a go for at least a quarter. It's a wrap. I respect that. There's no way he's not going to touch that floor tomorrow, man.
He's going to touch that floor right underneath those chairs that they sit on over there on the bench. Nick, I want to give you my phone number so that you can text me at tip-off tomorrow night, and we'll see if you believe it then. Like, I mean, not only is he already listed as out, I mean, you've got to acknowledge that just because he is Steph Curry doesn't mean he's got the ability to go out there tomorrow night and look like Steph Curry. You don't want half of Steph Curry to play, do you?
But I'm saying he can go for 5 minutes.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
All right, there goes Nick. What the hell just happened?
We may have to save that whole piece right there. This call will be recorded. Oh, my God!
Even the lady on there thought 5 minutes was just a ridiculous idea.
Well, and
Siri's like, you are wrong. Thank you for calling.
And for those who are not old enough to remember, and I remember because I was almost 2, but the Willis Reed game, 1970 NBA Finals, where he trudged out on the floor, and we all rhapsodize about the Willis Reed game. He played 27 minutes, but he scored 4 points. Yep. So he was out there, kind of, but if it wasn't for, Walt Frazier leading the Knicks over the Lakers, the Willis Reed game is a little bit of a misnomer.
What was the final score? How much did they win?
113-99.
Oh, so they didn't even need his 4 points.
No.
Man, what a gravy trainer.
The logo with 28 and a loss.
Yeah.
Wilt 21 and 24 in a loss.
Kind of the logo's thing, to be an all-time great and barely ever win it.
One ring.
Yep, exactly.
One out of 11.
He's like your boy Aaron Rodgers.
R-E-L-A-X.
Relax. All right. Let's go to Trevor in R-O-H-N-E. Never mind. Bonner Park. Hi, Trevor.
I liked it.
What's up, Trevor? What are you doing?
Spelled it all the way out, man. Come on.
I know I could have, but I was like, we're going to run. I'm going to take all of Trevor's time if I keep up with all these letters.
Well, let's not do that. All right. So, I want to just kind of emphasize what that game looked like compared to game 3. And the reason why I feel like, this is definitely a wrap, I don't think Steph Curry's going to get a chance to come back, is just the defensive level and the effort level out there that I saw, whether it be Draymond Green getting older, and you guys are right, the legs, I mean, if the hair doesn't give it away, the legs definitely do. The defense wasn't there at the end, as well as the first half of the quarter. And it's a collective effort, right? There is no guy. Everybody knows that. You guys know that. We all know that the Warriors don't win games this year before Jimmy Butler for sure, unless it's a collective effort. There is no one guy that's going to go out there and get this done. There just isn't outside Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler's not really doing it. So, I mean, you know, I'm Curry. You got three games you got to win in a row. It's not going to happen. If they win next game, great. I really kind of feel like it pretty much is done next game. But I think really what it comes down to is what when I called in before, and I was talking about defense will keep you in the game. But the defense, in my mind, at least in the second half, the defense really tapered off. The first half is okay. They were in it. But as the second half came through, it's like everything just kind of like collapsed. The scoring stopped, and then instantaneously, right after that, the defense stopped. And I don't know. It was a perfect storm. But, guys, it's a collective effort, and it's just the collective effort isn't there right now. And, unfortunately, to me, that makes it feel a lot like it's over. I said I wasn't going to doubt the Warriors again after the Rockets, but this is a little different.
This is different.
This Timberwolves team's too good, man.
Well, and Steph Curry's out. So, yeah, Trevor, I get it. I will say one thing. I'll push back a little bit on, quote-unquote, the collective effort is not there. I do think the effort is there. And here's one thing I've always thought about NBA stars. When offensive stars in the NBA get going, there's no stopping them. You can't stop them. The Warriors were great defensively against Anthony Edwards out at the three-point line. They were right there. He was too good. How about that Julius Randle turnaround at the end of the shot clock? Brilliant defense. Absolute.
Just a chuck.
Eyes closed, chuck up, and hit nothing but the net. Randle was on.
Yep.
Edwards was on. They both went 30-plus. Ain't nothing you could do.
Yeah, I do think, to his point, you got late in that third, early fourth, and I could kind of see the dauber was down.
Well, they
and,
gave up, yes.
Right.
That I agree.
And, you know, Draymond had a couple of chances where the Draymond that I know would have at least tried to inflict a little something on Rudy Gobert near the rim, and there was two hoops that Rudy scored in the second half. One was an alley-oop right over Draymond's head. The other one, Gobert catches it low block, and Draymond kind of sidles over to him, puts an arm into him and one hand up. The Draymond I know down 15 or 17, you're going to challenge that a little bit more aggressively.
Yeah, but at the same time, and I know kind of where you're coming from, don't you think? I mean, people would have been mad at Draymond in his situation if he goes out there and does something flagrant or a technical.
I get it.
Like, why? At that point.
Well, if he thought that the game was still winnable, he would have. But
maybe.
I'm perceiving is like, we're down 17. Let's just get out of here, which is too bad.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Okay, Joe and Smitty, 888-957-9570. You will lead us off. We are taking your phone calls right now and all afternoon long. Do you just sort of accept that if Steph Curry's hurt, that's what happened? This is what the Warriors are going to look like. Or do you believe like some sort of plan B should have been in place? 888-957-9570. Giants tickets to this weekend against the A's in the 4 o'clock hour, and Steve Kerr at 5 on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back out to Draymond, back to Buddy. Fakes, tries to step around McDaniels, got bumped, got fouled on the way down. That's got to be a flagrant. He wrapped him up from behind, around the neck, and threw him down. There's a windup.
Yeah.
That's got to be looked at.
That's a flagrant one.
Absolutely. There's a windup above the neck contact, and then grabbed him by the jersey and threw him down. And McDaniels is hot. He's talking to Pat Freier.
It's been determined that none of the elements of a flagrant foul exists. Therefore, this will be ruled a common foul after the gathering. Two free throws.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's a price.
Wow. No flagrant foul.
That's
he wound up from behind, hit him above the shoulder, and then grabbed him to the floor by grabbing the jersey. That's an everyday play in the NBA. We see that all the time.
Yeah, that one, I'm not buying that one.
That's just brutal. Just brutal. Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
In fact, it's right here on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I don't know if Grandy saw it, and that's why he played it. But thank you to 925. Hey, Dan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dan.
Come at me.
Talk about the so-called common foul.
I hate referee Dibbs.
Do it with me, Dibbs. Ref, you suck.
No, never.
Ref, you suck. Ref, you suck. That was an absurd review by Mark Davis. That's all.
Well, if you follow me on Twitter and texter and teammates, I'm sure none of you actually do. But
you're muted.
Yeah.
No, you're not. I'm kidding.
You should mute me.
No, I
immediately came out with, that's a horse collar. That's 15 yards. So you do that in the NFL. That's 15. And in real time, I didn't really see the chop to the neck. I saw the jersey pull from behind. And then when I watched the replay, I was like, oh, not only did he grab the jersey, he basically chops him in the neck. And so I'm thinking, this is easy.
Yeah.
This is garden variety.
The head and neck area. I'm like, that thing right there, that's right below your ear, that's the neck. At least that's what they taught me in school. So once again, this is another one of those situations where, to me, I get bothered because a referee is reviewing his own call. By the way, you know what gets left out of this conversation? It was purposeful. It was purposeful because he was ticked off. He thought Buddy Hield, and they showed this on the replay, he thought that Buddy Hield had hit him earlier in the drive. And I thought it was a very inadvertent, errant sort of a clip. His hand hit like the chest area of Jaden McDaniels. Buddy wasn't even looking at him. He was trying to drive by him. Whatever. But Jaden was ticked off.
Yeah.
And so he chased him down. He whacked him on the side of the head. He pulled his jersey down. He threw him to the floor. And that's all. We shoot two and head the other way.
Yeah, it was
what are we doing?
Pat Freier who made the call, and then Mark Davis as the crew chief is the one who reviews it. And looking at the replay again, Buddy's driving by, right-hand dribble. The left hand goes into the body, and his lower arm goes down near the groin area, which there may have been contact. It surely did not look intentional, and that's probably why McDaniels was upset, because he got popped in the biscuits, and so he turned around and chopped and grabbed, And for me, it was like, oh, that was an easy garden variety.
Easy.
And it not a flagrant two. It's a flagrant one.
No, just a flagrant.
It was excessive.
Give Buddy the shots and the ball.
Right.
Period.
And like, then, you know, you hear the announcement and it's like, no, common foul.
I tell you
it's
what.
It's been determined that none of the elements of a flagrant foul exist.
Right. Well, none of the elements.
We've determined some things about you too, Mark. Here's my thing.
Well, the elements are, it says, involving unnecessary contact.
Correct.
So, to me, there were two different things there that were unnecessary. A chop to the neck before he's even going up to shoot, by the
Correct.
Way. And then the yanking of the jersey, that's also, to me, unnecessary contact.
You heard what Tim and Tom said. This is a black letter, absolute, no doubter, easy call. Should have taken about 7 seconds, and that's it. Turn around, come out, flagrant foul, Warriors, you get two shots, and the ball. This one's easy. And what I've learned, I used to think this about the NFL, but not anymore. Now I'm thinking about the NBA. I cannot figure out what it is you're going over there and watching. Are you watching reruns of Friends or something over there? What the hell are you going over to the replay monitor look at? Because this is about 8 times in a row where you've gone over there, you've reviewed it, and you've come out with the wrong answer. I don't understand. It had nothing to do with the outcome of this game. So it was something, that's why I actually didn't even think of it until Grandy just played this. I had erased this from my memory bank. But in the moment, I'm like, what on earth? Like what? How? There's no explanation. You cannot justify. I would love to hear what it was if Mark were actually pressed on this and questions were asked, which of course we're not allowed to do. We can't go talk to a ref. We're not allowed to do that. Even when an explanation is clearly warranted in a situation like this, anyone with one eye could see that that was a flagrant foul. Wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild what they come out of, the answers they come out of there with.
And,
I'm like 0 for my last 5 in predicting what they're going to come out of there.
Yeah, you just can't predict it. And I do think that the bigger point is what you've talked about, and you're right, where you have a referee, a crew that makes a call, and then that crew determines whether or not they made the right call. And it's hard as a human being to admit you're wrong. Like, you and I do a good job of it on the show where we'll have a bad take or we'll say something wrong and you just come out and it's like, you know what, I was wrong. And it takes a lot to do that when you're a referee and you got adrenaline and scrutiny and 19,000 people screaming, ref, you suck. I would imagine it is more difficult in spots to immediately come out and admit you're wrong. And now what can happen between now and tomorrow? The league will look at this and the league could, after the fact, say, you know what, that was a flagrant one. So now you get a flagrant point.
Oh,
big whoop. Who cares?
Thanks. I don't care.
I know, yeah. But that's what the system can do. What the system needs to do is have all of these debatable things be reviewed by a neutral party in Secaucus.
Yes. Independent.
And flagrant twos are, by the way. Flagrant ones are not.
Correct. Yeah. I just, that's all. I just want to understand.
Yeah.
I don't need everything to go the Warriors' way. I just want to understand. I want to understand why when Julius Randle literally flies his left arm into the chest of Draymond Green, who's got 2 feet on the ground, and flings it forward, and he goes flying under the hoop, I want to know, what the hell did you see? How on earth do you come out of there and go, yep, defensive foul? What on earth are you talking about?
Well, that at least you could say, if you're the ref, you could say, well, he might have been moving horizontally or whatever you thought.
Even if he does, even if he is moving, if Randle flings that forearm forward, that's a foul.
I get it, but for me, that's more of a judgment call than this.
Okay.
And the other one for me is when Draymond gets fouled and he throws his forearm into a guy's face, and that's a technical and that's not a flagrant, to me, there's too much gray area.
I agree with
Draymond
you. Draymond
gets a flagrant in the game, and he does something else, and now we're going to give him a technical because we want to keep him in the game. So make it make sense in a lot of different ways. Last night was just another example.
No doubt. When Jonathan Kuminga drives to the hole and Julius Randle leaps up and their two bodies collide with one another, when Kuminga is literally in the process of trying to lay the ball in and you called a foul on the floor, and then you go review it, and somehow you came out with white smoke and a Draymond foul? What the hell are you talking about?
Having looked at that play now 37 times, I can tell you what they saw.
What'd they see?
Draymond has one, if not both, arms around Julius Randle, and Julius Randle's trying to defend, and Draymond's basically holding him.
Joe, Julius Randle is airborne.
Well, Draymond's got his arms around him.
If he's actually holding him, he wouldn't have been able to jump.
Well, if you look at the video again, and I had to really look hard to figure out what they were seeing, and what they are seeing is that. I didn't agree with it, but that's what they saw.
I just want to understand. That's it. I mean, I loved Buddy Hield's press conference about this after, it must have been game three. After game three, Buddy didn't come out and start chanting, "Ref, you suck," all immature like me. He sat there in front of a microphone and went, "I just don't understand. Like, I just want to, I really have gotten to that point. Like, I want to understand the rule." Like, 98% of the public is staring at this video and all coming out with the same conclusion. And then you three walk out and tell us the exact opposite. Well, what are you talking about? How is this possible that the three of you huddled and all of you came out with the same wrong answer? It's like you're cheating on a test. I got caught doing that one time in high school. I cheated on a test. Like, not like
a test? One time?
This was I ended up not prepared for a test. It wasn't like a, ooh, I acquired the answers.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
I was just like, hey, my buddy in front of me is smart. Let me look over his shoulder.
Okay.
I don't know this question. Hey, what do you got going on there? So I was like, oh, you're giving me a good look. So I kind of copied it down. And then we both got in trouble because it turns out it was a wackadoodle answer. It was completely wrong.
Yeah.
And I had the same wackadoodle wrong answer as him. So the teacher's like, how the hell did you two come up with this? And she knew which one of us was looking over the other shoulder.
No doubt. Well, he can't look behind him.
Yeah.
Rearview mirror.
Exactly. Plus, yeah. He was way more studious and smart than me. So that was an easy one. But how are the three of you all coming up with the same wrong answer? Unbelievable.
Because they've got each other's back.
Oh, well, stop the old boy network and get the call right. Like, what are we doing? That's why I want someone who's not on the floor to make the call.
Yeah.
That one was an easy one.
Yeah. Mr. Matzinger, rest in peace, my high school chemistry teacher, he would not change his tests from year to year. So one of my buddies had it the year before, and so your boy got A's and B's out of nowhere.
It's good.
Out of nowhere.
You're listening out of nowhere.
Dude, a straight C student, and suddenly we're like, look at chemistry over here.
He's like Buddy in a game seven. You're like, he's hot. Where'd this come from?
Totally.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. I'll calm down now. They were going to lose the game either way. An Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.